1-800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Washington, bozos in New York, and furor over the drone kind of ebbing, surprisingly, for now. If that's not enough, coming up here on America Tonight, we're going to also mix in a terrific interview that I think you will enjoy, and I'm going to tell you more about that in just a second. My name is Kate Delaney. If you just tuned in, welcome to this version of America Tonight. America Tonight is a snapshot of what's happening across this country and outside of the borders, too, and ultimately how it affects you and me. And lately, boy, a lot of things are affecting you and me. It really feels that way, doesn't it? What is it about what's happening and what's not happening? That's why at the top of the show, I have to say a big shout out once again to Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky for the filibuster, because it couldn't have been easy, really. Try to talk for 13 hours. He had a little help here and there, but not much help. And it's a tough thing to do, to engage and keep going and going. But the idea is to prove the point that he wanted more information. I can do this. I want more information on the drone. Are you going to take these drones, which already, by the way, are used in surveillance around the United States, in my old stomping grounds, Philly, South Jersey? That's scary to me. Are you going to use that drone when you have a suspect, you think, a terror suspect, to take them out? Can you imagine, with absolutely no due process whatsoever? I mean, that's not how we operate here in the United States, and we don't want to operate that way. Different story, I think, when you're talking about something that happens in the heat of battle, and you specifically know, can prove, have that knowledge, and you are pulling out Al-Qaeda folks, you're taking them out, the Taliban, whatever, the deck of cards and beyond. So, as I said, great show stacked up for you, certainly for this hour, that I think you'll be able to relate to, including the fact that, we've got DVD releases coming up. A lot of people on the weekend take that time, as I am absolutely one of those people, to kick back for 5 seconds and catch your breath. And if I'm catching my breath, I'm watching a movie. That's why we do the cheap movie review. We'll also talk to Derek Green about what I was just speaking about, the frustrations we have, and the fact that Congress has in some polls, has a 9% approval rating, right? A 9% approval rating, or 15 was the latest Gallup. So either way, not good. And the reason why is it's not about finger-pointing, blame game, blah, blah, blah. It's the same old ring around the rosy that we get constantly. That's why I say this at least once a show. Never think you don't have a voice. There is power of the people. 25 phone calls, 25 emails, 25 knocks on the door of your congressperson or your senator, and they're going to react. They're going to get back to you on whatever it is, whether it's happening locally to you in your state or it's something at the federal level in general that we're all frustrated about, whatever it is. They'll sit up and pay attention. Just make sure you have some evidence, you have some numbers for them, because it's all about quantifying what it is that you're after. And then you just might get a teeny bit of satisfaction on things like gun control, things like drones possibly showing up in a neighborhood near you, things like internet privacy, things like, energy. The list goes on and on. I didn't write it on my hand. I memorized it. So there you go. 25 calls, I am certain of it, as I have made that call many, many, many times to verify. That's really all it takes to trip the switch. So you'd be surprised. So anyway, Derek Green coming up from Project 21 to talk about what's wrong with Congress and what he sees as a cultural breakdown specifically, and how we have to be a little bit more diligent about that. And will we have a third party or not? You know, my push is always for the third party. The Tea Party proved that if you get people involved, you can make that difference. So could we ultimately have that true third party in maybe our next couple of elections, or probably not 2016, but maybe after that? As new generations start to focus in and they pay attention to what's happening, I think there will be more of a push for that, without a doubt. At the top, wanted to take a minute to talk about this crazy story about a school cop accidentally shooting in the hallway. Oh, you cannot. This is like these cops in L.A. in a different way, shooting after the former cop who was terrorizing them. So, oh, well, there's a description of his vehicle, so let's just shoot out into the street and hitting homes and missing people and hitting people in trucks, you know, hitting two women because they thought for sure it looked like Christopher Dorner, you know, give me a break. In this case, you're in a high school, so it's that much worse. You're hired to be there in case something happens. This is because of what happened in Newtown, Connecticut. And in Highland, New York, the cop, the officer, Sean McCutcheon, shot in the hallway for some reason. The gun went off. Well, the gun went off is what happened. So the weapon discharges. It goes off 1:30. Nobody's hurt. But that can't happen. So for now, they're investigating it, and he's suspended. He was assigned to that high school to quell the fears of so many people because, as I said, of Newtown, Connecticut, especially at the high school level. And this is what I thought should happen. But here's an example of a stupid moment, that can't happen. He needs to be scrapped. He needs to be pink slipped. You cannot assign a cop to a high school and have a shot go down, ricocheting down the hallway. Can you imagine if that had hit somebody? Woo! I'm also a little hot under my collar, or collars, about, because I got a couple of them on, a few layers, a little cold. Osama bin Laden, spokesperson and son-in-law, his son-in-law was captured by the United States in Jordan. How about that? Suleiman Abu Ghaith is expected to show up in a federal courtroom in New York City. But here's the problem. Why was he brought to New York City? Don't you think he should have stayed at Guantanamo and gone through a military tribunal? How safe is it to have this guy in our midst? There are some people that are hailing this as a wild victory because he's talking, he's the face of terror, and he's going to be prosecuted in our court system. Ooh, big mistake. Big mistake. And how much is it going to cost to guard him? And what is he going to do in a prison system? They have to certainly keep him away from the rest of the population. All right, stay with us. Coming next, our conversation with Derek. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 6th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1577.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1617.11, $808.55 for a half ounce, or $404.28 for a quarter ounce. That's $1617.11, $808.55, and $404.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Is less popular than cockroaches and head lice? Would that be Congress? Yes, it would be Congress. We talk about approval ratings all the time. And when people run for office, they feast on approval ratings or they starve. Last year in February and August, Congress dropped to its lowest ever approval of 10%. Now it's at about 15%. That's the latest Gallup poll. Either way, I know by all of you listening to us, whether it's Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, New York City, Dallas, Texas, Austin, Texas, Ottumwa, Iowa, wherever you hail from, I know that you're frustrated by what's not happening in Washington. In our green room right now, excited to have him, Mr. Green, Derek Green, a member of the National Advisory Council of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, knows all about Congress and the pitfalls of Congress. Because he asks and answers the question, is it really surprising Congress isn't favored well by all the things that we're seeing? Derek, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, you know, even you had statistics in something that you wrote. I read a great piece that you wrote where you talk about, you know, just statistically there's evidence that people don't like Congress. And you quoted a poll conducted by Public Policy Polling saying that the favorability rating is 9%. Boy, that's terrible. Single digits. Can Congress turn this around? I mean, what's the problem? Is it just we keep going down the sinkhole or what?
Well, the 9% favorability rating by Congress is definitely an earned number. And I think just the way that they earned such a low favorability, they can actually earn high marks and praises. The problem is, I think that we have a vacuum of leadership in Washington D.C. I think people who are in Congress look for these type of polls to see their favorability when they're running for office and they're running for re-election, but it doesn't really matter to them while they're in office. And so I think it's up to us as American people to start holding them accountable, sending them there for, you know, their desired term. And if they don't do what we send them there to do, vote them out and put somebody else in who will. And I think we're going to have to go through that cycle to find people who are worthy of the position of being elected and being a member of Congress that has the character traits of leadership and making those tough choices when the going gets tough.
And do you think if we want more lawmakers who we would say are credible and who really are in there to try to tackle the tough things that we know are tough when you're making choices, what is it that we need to look for, do you think, in the candidates in the first place?
That's a good question, and it's very hard to pinpoint one thing. I think that's probably, well, that is the reason of campaigns. It's so we can see in word and deed, if they're consistent between the two, if what they say is what they mean, and if they're going to do what they say they're going to do. You know, I'm not a big, you know, proponent of, you know, over-the-top campaign promises, but, you know, small things by having integrity, having character, knowing the difference between right and wrong, having the ability to, you know, come in proximity with power, but not to be tempted to try to attain that power at the expense of those who send them to Washington. And so I think it's one of those things that I think collectively as Americans, we're going to have to kind of redeem and reconcile our culture, reinstill the values that made America great into our citizenry, because these are the people who are going to decide whether or not they want to be elected to Congress. And so if we don't change culture, we're going to continue to have bad politicians.
Yeah. Are you worried about the culture with everything that you're seeing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that, you know, not only just the congressional leaders, but just leaders in our own communities, I think they're reflective of where the culture is at. And so, you know, we can get mad at them, but we also have to get mad at what they came from and what we helped contribute to. And I think a lot of that goes to the point that we need to go back to some sort of value system that exists outside of us, but also is objective and above us. So we are accountable to not just ourselves. We can't, because ourselves, we can rationalize and justify anything we want. We see politicians do it every day. But we need to have some sort of authority, you know, preferably religious, but, it, you know, that doesn't have to be. But those values should still be there, that people are accountable to someone aside, outside of themselves, that they are held to higher standards than what we are holding them now.
Yeah. Derek, do you worry about liberty? I mean, we live in the greatest country in the face of the earth. I say it all the time. We are so blessed to live in this country. All you have
Absolutely. To
do is go visit some place like I actually have been fortunate to do, but I've seen people stuffing ballot boxes in Mexico in a pre-Empanista election and bullets flying overhead and the threats if you don't vote a certain way and all things like that. So luckily for you and I, we grew up in this country, and boy, I really want to be able to leave that for the people behind us, and I'm worried about that. I think it's legitimate to worry about liberty and constitutional rights, because I think if you give too much and the Constitution gets trampled on, we're going to lose some of the things that we hold most dear. Do you agree? Do you think that?
Yes, I do. And again, I think that does come from the value system. I think that we have a certain political class right now that is intent on taking liberty away from the American people, because in their minds and their hearts, they believe that they know what's best for us better than we do. So I think that they're intent on removing that liberty. I also think on the flip side, those of us who cherish liberty haven't really been without it. So I think that the boiling pot, how they're slowly eroding our liberties, a lot of people aren't recognizing that, and they're not actively shouting out against it. And so when we all wake up from our slumber, it could be too late. And I think with specifically what's been going on over the last 4 years, I think we see that happening faster than I've seen it, you know, in my lifetime.
Yeah.
So I'm very concerned.
Yeah, I'm very concerned, too. When we look at what happened with Rand Paul and the filibuster, I say bravo to him because he did what politicians used to do. It's uncomfortable. It takes a long time. And he was making a point that there was an answer that we needed to have cleared up moving forward. What did you think of the filibuster?
You know, I saw something as simple as standing up and speaking the truth and the accolades that Rand Paul has been getting, and deservedly so. To me, it shows exactly how much leadership we don't have in Congress. For him to do something as simple as that, and it took a lot of effort, and I'm not minimizing what he did, but he just simply stood up and told the truth regarding, you know, the situation of nominating a CIA director. Simple as standing up on the truth, and people are clamoring for it. And I think he has automatically set himself apart as a leader that can be followed and can possibly be emulated, standing up and speaking truth to a power system or a process that's kind of stealing away our liberties and stealing away our voice in America today.
Do you think that, and certainly we know people, there are plenty of people who aren't apathetic, but you said this in the beginning, people have to wake up across America and be a little bit more involved. There's a tendency sometimes, because we're so busy, that's the kind of culture we live in with all the tweeting and texting and not a lot of face-to-face. Would you recommend, and especially for the younger generations, to pay attention to politics, whether they think it's boring or not, because it affects every single one of us?
I would encourage them to do so, but here's the thing. I think we need effective leaders that makes it interesting, that kind of provokes the younger crowd to get involved. I think right now with the way the political system is, it's celebrity now, and if there's no substance behind a lot of people who are deemed popular, specifically I would say the President of the United States. But I think that we need leaders that stand in distinction from what he's done, what he said, the things that he advocates, to provoke the younger generation. I think we're going to have to speak their language through the texting and through the tweeting, through the social network, but it has to have substance behind those leaders to prompt them to get involved, to turn the tide from the direction in which it's going.
Yeah. Third party, eventually yay or nay?
I'm torn, to be perfectly honest with you. I am not a member of a Tea Party, but I saw what the Tea Party did a couple of years ago, and in my humble opinion, I think that type of movement is needed now more than it was then. If that doesn't take place, I think there's going to be, and I don't want to sound hyperbolic, but I think there needs to be some sort of civil revolution in our political process that changes the way business is done as usual. And if it's a third party, then God bless it. If it's reformation within the two parties, I think that can be done as well. And I think the politician or the politicians who figure out how to do that will be hailed as true leaders, reforming parties from within to change the process. But if that reformation comes from a third party, I'm for it, because what we see now is not getting us anywhere.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com.
LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Jingling the numbers, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. You can always shoot me an email at americatonight.net. It's an incredible audience when it comes to emailing, especially. That seems to be the modus operandi. I think a lot of you are thoughtful, think about something, and then email me the next day. So the filibuster happens 13 hours, Senator Rand Paul. Again, the gold star he gets for standing by what he thought, his beliefs, getting an answer on drones and civilians in the U.S. John Brennan has won the confirmation to head the CIA after the struggle over the president's power to order drone strikes more than whatever his credentials are to lead the agency. So the vote goes down on Thursday. Brennan is in. And that's not necessarily a shock. I think that he was going to be in 63-34. He replaces Mike Morrell, the acting CIA director, since November. So Paul said once he got the note from the administration saying that the president doesn't have the authority to use a drone to kill an American not engaged in combat on American soil, he felt like it was okay, that he was satisfied with their statement. So how about that? A 13-hour talkathon, an endorsement from minority leader and fellow Kentuckian Mitch McConnell, and two senior Republicans dissing him from the Armed Services Committee. That would be Senator John McCain and Senator Lindsey Graham. Both of them say that his claims were unfounded and ridiculous and expressed more support for Obama's controversial drone program as we wage the war against terrorism. And, of course, both of those senators were breaking bread on the president's dime, or our dime, the very night that Rand Paul was holding court in Senate chambers. There was 12 senators, and they were two of them. So how about that? Interesting. I say they're wrong on that. I think it was, like I said, I think it was one of those moments for Rand Paul, and people are starting to look at him now. But I don't know that he was necessarily doing that to get people to look at him. I think he truly believes in what he was saying and had the conviction to go for it. Just do it. I'm going to do what it takes. And so I'm going to go old school on you. And old school in that case, I think, really, really works. Shockingly, we haven't had too much reaction. Just I got one note from Oscar who says, wow, Osama bin Laden's son-in-law going through due process in the United States in New York? How come more people aren't stomping their feet over this, Kate? I'm surprised your phone lines haven't blown out. Does that mean America is lulled into a false sense of security? I agree with you. Guantanamo has to stay, and let's go for the military tribunals. This is a slippery slope. It could mean that more of the detainees will actually be tried in a federal court in New York City, and that would be more than a cry in shame. Yeah, I agree. It has. I think how it is at Guantanamo has to stay, but this could signal, depending on what happens here, hey, we had the son-in-law, he's talking, we're processing him, and let's do this more often and every single chance we get. And let's eventually dump Guantanamo. And so what if it's a little bit dangerous or tricky for the people who live in New York? Because I think it'd be very, very dangerous. Believe me, there has to be sleeper cells still roaming around. It's just the moment, the opportunity, the chance to rattle us in some way. Even the most successful agents that we have say it's never, never, never a good time to let down our guard. They know. So it would be a big mistake to think that because the son-in-law is going through our custody and he's squawking like a parrot, that others are going to do the same thing and it's okay to process it this way. What a crazy week it's been. We have the son-in-law of bin Laden now going through federal court in New York. We had the TSA rule on knives, which is ridiculous. I'm sorry. Now it's going to take longer at lines because probably they're going to have to look at all the pocket knives that come on. It has to be kind of the flimsy kind, the small pen knives. And then the ridiculous answer from the TSA spokesperson when the world went berserk over pen knives and allowing them back on again, you have John Pistoli saying, oh, listen, we're going to allow knives, small knives, and souvenir baseball bats, and some golf clubs, just two, you can chip and putt, and then other swingable sports equipment, like you'd have two poles that you ski with, you could bring those on, and that's going to happen on April 25th. This way we can look for higher threat things like explosives. There are no words. I don't know, it's ridiculous. Is that the most ridiculous thing you've heard? Yeah, we can focus on little vials of possible explosives and let people bring on their knives. So the air marshals might have signed off on it, but everybody else didn't. Let me tell you, the flight attendants have an online petition with the White House to reverse the decision. That seems ridiculous to me, right? I mean, so many things could be weapons, sure, we know that. But to say, oh, no, see, we get the pen knives and allow all the other stuff, it's going to be good, because we're just going to focus on explosives now. We're not going to focus on all this other stuff. Somebody will jump up and stop anybody that tries to do something with a pen knife. I mean, listen, you could take a dull knife and cut the liver out of somebody, not to be a little graphic, but it's true. It happened at a place where I was working in Albuquerque, New Mexico. There was a crazy woman, and she was crazy, who kidnapped a pregnant woman who was in a parking lot shopping, took her into the mountains and had a plastic knife and cut her open and pulled the baby out. It's a famous story. It's a true story. Trust me. We covered it. So you can do that with a plastic knife, and you can't do any damage with a little flimsy pen knife. I think you can. A pocket knife? Pocket pen knife? You sure can. But we'll find the explosives, I guess, and maybe that's the good thing, right? So that was part of the week. Then we end with this custody thing, the bin Laden son-in-law in custody, and then the drone program, the filibuster, mixed in the middle of things as well. Never, never, ever a dull moment. And then the gridlock at the Capitol. Will we have a government shutdown, or will things stay open at the end of March? It looks like they might take care of that problem. Might take care of it. But it's not a for sure. It's never a for sure, is it? Never a for sure. And the sequester, now more conversation about what's getting sliced and diced, because that kicked in really Friday. A lot of people won't feel that for another 20-some days. But when they do, it's always the little guy. It is. It's always the little guy that gets squeezed the most. It's never at the top. Even the pecking order of the government, for goodness sake. And on purpose, and there was some flap over this week, the White House trashes the tours. No more tours of the White House. For now, anyway, because it's too expensive to have the Secret Service there. So we're going to have to halt that. If you have tickets, too bad. So sorry. You chose this time to want to go and take your kids to Washington, because you can go see other monuments, but you are not going to see the White House. And people want to see the White House. First time I went to Washington as a kid, where did we go? The White House. Who did my mom get tickets from? Our local congressman. Did I get a book on the White House? I did. You know, I liked all the history, and it was the first place I went. Then all the other monuments, the Washington Monument, Lincoln, all that stuff. But the first place was 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, because at the time I really, really wanted to see it. Kids really, 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 really want to see it. Mother Nature, boy, she is back with a vengeance, depending on where you live. Storm, snow, ice, and cold temperatures for the weekend. I'm going to try to fill you in. Stay with us.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore.
All right, we're heading for the exits for this hour anyway, here on America Tonight. And if you are taking your family for a little spring break action to Florida, beware, because guess what you're going to encounter? Maybe sharks. Sharks in a lot of the beaches starting to turn up. Floridians will tell you, well, that's not news. Except for when you're talking about 15,000 migrating up east, it is a little daunting to actually see them in the waves and the water 200 yards away, 200 yards offshore. And they're mostly the black-tipped sharks that we're talking about. However, I certainly wouldn't want one to bump up against me. And the beaches have been cleared in many cases because they don't want, you know, if you're a lifeguard, really you're going to have people out there with the sharks, whether or not you're used to that kind of thing in Florida. Oh, it's just a few sharks, just a couple hundred sharks, no worries. It's okay. Get on your pookie board. Go out further. get the other board and take it out. And you know, you do that thing where it's like a, it looks like a hacky sack ball. You know what I'm talking about? And you throw it across the water. It's so fun to play with it. But you go out pretty deep with that thing. You whip it across the water. So I can only assume that they're not doing any of that. It's pretty scary looking at Palm Beach and looking at Smyrna Beach and New Smyrna Beach, because this is where a lot of these sharks seem to have gathered. And like I said, whether this is something that is common for the people who live in Florida, it's not common for the people who spring break there. They're excited to go. They get down there, and then they see all of these sharks. They're monitoring the problem, and they're hoping that people that have been chased out of the water will be able to go back into the water pretty soon. But otherwise, it's going to be a dry spring break in one sense anyway. And it's a crazy, crazy story. It's always the worry. The worry, when I was a kid, the worry for me was jellyfish. Because at the Jersey Shore, sometimes they would have an invasion of jellyfish. And the problem was, if they were the clear ones, not so bad. But you would get these man-of-war jellyfish. Oh, and they would stick to people and sting you. I mean, practically paralyze you if they were big enough. It was nasty, and they really, if the jellyfish were there were too many jellyfish, they cleared you off and got you out of the water, at least for a short time period anyway. Speaking of clearing people off and getting them out of the way, the U.S. has decided that 60,000 federal workers responsible for securing our borders and whatnot will face furloughs because of the spending cuts. So, I know, that's what I'm saying to you. Custom and Border Protection is saying it expects furloughs and other austerity measures are going to cause these massive delays at ports of entry, so get ready again. You want to make that little trip to Tijuana because you heard about the sharks in Florida, so now you're going to go to San Diego instead. Then you're going to cross the border because it would be fun, wouldn't it? Go get a hat, sing some songs, maybe catch the bulls or something. You know, you might see a bullfight. They have them there. Why not? But you're going to have to wait for a long, 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 long time. They're saying that they got to cut $754 million by September 30, so that's not a lot of time. The goal is the furloughs, so a hiring freeze, no overtime, travel training, all that stuff that goes down the tubes when you get a sequester. They start April 7th, and it starts around the middle of the month. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano said on Monday she thinks custom wait times will increase to 150 to 200% of normal. Ugh. She is the scare queen. Really, she's the scare queen. That's her new nickname. She said that there were outrageous lines in Los Angeles, Chicago, and Atlanta, and the people running those airports, this was at the beginning of the week, said, what is she talking about? She can't possibly be talking about our airports because we're not having any delays. None. Zero. Zip. Nada. You know, somebody's job hangs in the balance when things aren't running smoothly. So when she just popped that off, that was misinformation. And I love what she said. I don't mean to scare the scare witch. I don't mean to scare. I mean to inform. If you're traveling, get to the airport earlier than you otherwise would. There's only so much that we can do with personnel. The personnel that we hired off of Pizza Box. So anyway, the union representing 24,000 agency employees predicted the cuts will undercut national security and lead to a loss of revenue. Well, no kidding on the revenue, really. Are you kidding me with that? But this is the reality of when you have a sequester. When people don't do what they're supposed to do and never have balanced budgets, and we go down the rabbit's hole with $16 trillion in debt and we're living on a credit card. This is all borrowed time, peeps. It's borrowed time. So the scare witch can say what she wants, but she's not the only agency suffering the cuts. And now all of a sudden, I mean, look, what was it, 3 weeks ago? The president in the State of the Union address saying, we have to secure the borders. We are very close on immigration reform, and we have a bipartisan cooperation going on Yeah, right. Except for he didn't think the sequester was going to happen, and now, in the middle of a sequester, forget securing the borders. They're talking about just releasing people because we couldn't afford it. So releasing people, and on top of how many border patrol, how many custom people are out of a day or two here or there, and 20% of the salary, give me a break. How about the politicians? Could we cut their salaries? Have we ever heard of cutting their salaries? Why not? It's against the law for them to cut their own pay. But, you know, who came up with that cockamamie law? Oh, we can't cut our pay? How can we do that? Don't worry. Don't worry about the border. Don't worry about it, because we've got other ways to patrol it. It's under control. By the way, there are 21,000 Border Patrol agents that lurk at the U.S.-Mexico and U.S.-Canada border. So, you know, the rest of what we're talking about, the 60,000, is under another agency. It's under another agency. So a little bit of distortion, of course. It's the scare numbers that make us all say, what? Are you kidding? No way. But this first cuts, that's part of the deal. And the politicians wouldn't take them. I mean, think about even the president. Do we need a big vacation budget? Not to deny a man his vacation, but we have to reduce the salaries of people that are making the laws. And then they can talk about what's getting cut next. How about all of this talk about the middle class and not wanting to hurt the middle class, but I keep saying it, really it's the guys in the middle where they're making $47,000, $48,000 who are the victims of this whole thing. I mean, that's the ones. They're not further up the food chain. So we go back to, oh, we're protecting the middle class. Not so fast, not really. They're not really doing that. And in the meantime, the people making the laws who should take a cut, take a pay freeze, whatever, they want more money. They want more money. Come on. Needs to be accountability pay. How about accountability pay? I like that. Let's have accountability pay. So if you do something, you read bills, you enact, you do a Rand Paul, and then it amounts to getting an answer and only two people make fun of you, then that's a good thing, right? Yeah. Absolutely. That's a really good thing. After all, was it Homer Simpson who said, I never apologize, I'm sorry, but that's just the way I am.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
Come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating.